أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ياسين والقرآن الحكيم. إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم. صدق الله العظيم. And one of the reasons that we discuss this is the very many ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the surah. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many points to reflect upon in the surah. Over and above that, we will find in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there are very many virtues for that person that recites the surah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has encouraged us to make tilawat and to recite the surah on a daily basis, at least every morning. Then we will find other ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that speak about the surah, that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that we should recite the surah upon those that are leaving this world, and that is in actual fact the striking feature of the surah. When there are so many surahs in the Quran, 114, there are so many ayats in the Quran Karim, over 6,000. Our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had chosen this particular surah for us to recite when somebody is in the throes of death, when somebody is leaving this world. There has to be something about the surah that will link us in this life to the hereafter. Hence, we will discuss the surah. Obviously, the discussion will be as brief as possible for us to try and complete the surah over this month of Ramadan. And inshallah, our intention should be that not only do we understand the kalam and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but let us sit here with the niyat and the intention of our islah, our reformation, try to digest and internalize this very great message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the surah, and let us try and put it into practice also. Now when we look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to the virtues of Surah Yasin, we will find on the one hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that if a person recites the surah every morning, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his needs for that day very easy. Now this is a very great ni'mat and a very great boon and favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala shows us the prescriptions to all the difficulties that one may have in this material world. This is undoubtedly a world of means. We have to acquire the means. It is a world of obligations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated upon us that we sustain, maintain and look after ourselves. We earn in this world, and we also look after those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in our responsibility to look after. Our parents, for example, our spouses, our children, in certain instances maybe our siblings, and in certain instances it may even extend beyond that. But by and large, we all have needs in this world, and we all have to fulfill the needs of others. And we do not have the power, we do not have the capacity to do that on our own. No matter how able a person may seem to be in this world, his rozi and his sustenance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if something has been ordained, then that can become very difficult for that person to ordain. So by the recitation of the surah in the morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that easy for one to earn one's needs, to earn one's income, and then of course support oneself and one's family. Then we look at the hadith from a different aspect. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that person that reads the surah, Surah Yasin, the first hadith will make it seem as though we must read it for barakat. But the second hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam turns the focus of our hearts. And he says that person that recites the surah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, his intention is for Allah, and in this hadith it comes for akhirat. So let us change the niyat of barakat for the niyat of Allah and the niyat of akhirat. Niyat of akhirat will mean to acquire the reward of the hereafter. And then automatically the rewards of this world we will also reap, just by the way. But it will be a very sad day that if we do it for material gain in this world, we get all the gains in this world and there is absolutely nothing left for us in the hereafter. So that hadith says of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do it for the sake of akhirat, to earn the akhirat, then whatever sins, in general sense, it will be the minor sins that a person had committed in this world prior to the recitation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the sins of that person. Then we will find in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he speaks about the person that is in the throes of death, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, recite Surah Yasin, because it will make it easy for the person to leave this world. In other words, the sakarat of that person will become easy. So there is tremendous benefit in the recitation of the surah. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that it is my desire that my ummah, you and I, learn the surah by heart. So you'll find that there are tremendous benefits in the recitation of Surah Yasin. But we'll just go to one other aspect of the surah also very quickly this morning. And that is the various names that we find of the surah in the hadith. One, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Yasin, Qalbul Qur'an. Yasin is the heart of the Qur'an. Now we know the heart of an individual is in actual fact, from a material point of view, it is the fountain or it is the source of life of a human. Of course, from the soul, then it is the heart, and then it is the rest of the organs of an individual. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam called it the heart of a mu'min for some particular reasons. That we will find that our deen, our iman is based on our amal. It is based on the kind of actions that we carry out. There are those actions that we carry out that will regenerate our iman. It will refreshen our iman. It revives our iman. And it betters the quality of our iman. And those actions can only be carried out in a fashion, in a manner, which will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if the heart of a human being is refined, if the heart of the human being is reformed and is purified, and that heart of ours becomes purified when we begin to think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more often, and we begin to think about the akhirat. It stands to reason that if every second we realize and we contemplate that whatever deeds we do, we are going to be responsible for it on the day of Qiyamah, we are going to be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously the actions will be of that nature in which a person will try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the surah, largely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses aspects of iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses other aspects, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the fact that we are going to leave our qabrs and we are going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah gives us a very brief synopsis of what will happen on the day of Qiyamah and the accountability, and hence the surah is called Qalbul Qur'an also by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There are other names that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given. One name Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given is that of Azima. Azima means something that is great, something that is majestic. The ulama have written that on the one hand, whilst every ayah and every surah of the Quran Kareem is great, this surah becomes greater than other surahs because in a very unique way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns our direction and our hearts towards the akhirat. And together with that, the person that reads the surah also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place a great amount of virtue within that person. And in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person will be regarded as one who is great and one who has great virtue within oneself. We also find the surah has been given other names. Amongst them, one name is Mudafi'ah. Mudafi'ah is because the surah wards off calamities. The barakah of the surah is such that if a person recites it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard that person from calamities, to the extent That in one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam speaks about the person who himself recites the surah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has called that person a sharif. In other words, sharif means a noble person, and a noble person in the sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept not only his intercession on behalf of himself, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will accept his intercession on behalf of many. In the hadith it comes, a very huge tribe in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Rabi'ah tribe, as many as those people that existed in that tribe in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his intercession on behalf of those also. So there are numerous benefits of the surah, there are numerous virtues of the surah. The person that recites the surah also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps his honor at heart, and hence we will discuss the surah as this month progresses. The tafsir in the morning in the month of Ramadan will be plus minus 10 minutes after Fajr Salat. If we can sacrifice and we can sit here with the intention of our reformation to purify our souls for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, try to link and connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be of great benefit inshaAllah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.